You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland has returned to the head of the Australian coronavirus news front for all the wrong reasons. Two coronavirus-infected 19-year-olds are alleged to have lied on their COVID-19 travel declarations upon entering the state from Victoria via New South Wales. They moved throughout the community for 8 days before going into isolation. They're now at the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Brisbane and in serious trouble. A criminal investigation has been set up into the matter. If the two are found to have deliberately deceived authorities on their declaration forms, they could be fined thousands of dollars or even face 6 months in jail. Queensland is now bracing for a second wave of coronavirus infections. To that end, it has declared all of Sydney a coronavirus hotspot, and no one will be let in from Sydney from 1 a.m. Saturday morning. Queenslanders returning home from Sydney will have to do a 14-day stint in hotel quarantine at their own expense. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk denies she's overreacting.
It is not an overreaction because these two have been out in the community and hopefully it has not spread, but time will tell. And that is why the quick action is being taken this morning.
Ms. Palaszczuk was unable to disguise her fury at the breach of Queensland's tight border restrictions, but is adamant there will have to be disruption for many Queenslanders.
I'm absolutely furious that this has happened, that these two people have gone to Victoria, have come back, and have been given to authorities misleading information. There will be a thorough police investigation here, but now we have to act as a community, and in the areas where the Chief Health Officer says need to be closed, will be closed.
Many friends of the two 19-year-olds will be forced to self-isolate as authorities conduct contact tracing. Some shopping centres, a restaurant, a school, and a church will have to shut as a result of the two infected people. Anyone in Brisbane South showing COVID-19 symptoms is being urged to get tested immediately. Ms. Palaszczuk's decision to close Queensland to those coming from Sydney took New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian by surprise. Ms. Berejiklian says such decisions tend to hurt states like Queensland more than New South Wales.
Oh, look, that's a matter for the Queensland government. I note that the cases they've had up there announced today or from Victoria. It hurts the smaller states when they don't interact with New South Wales. It hurts us less if you talk about economy.
But New South Wales is far from without coronavirus problems within its own borders. The state has registered 19 new coronavirus infections and only two are people in hotel quarantine. 10 new infections are connected to the Thai Rock restaurant cluster at Wetherill Park in Sydney, taking that cluster to a total of 85 infections. Its sister restaurant in the inner eastern Sydney suburb of Potts Point is linked to two further infections. Tighter restrictions on gyms in the state will come into place on Saturday. There are also two new cases of the virus in Western Australia. However, the Australian pandemic is still most active in Victoria, and it speaks to the impact of COVID-19 on that state that today's total of 295 new infections is considered good compared with recent days. There have been 9 new deaths, though. Victoria now has more deaths, 92, than the rest of Australia combined. The national death toll is now 176. 7 of the 9 deaths today are linked to aged care in Victoria, and patients are being transferred from the worst affected facilities to hospitals. 80 patients have been transferred out of the St Basil's facility in the Melbourne suburb of Faulkner, and 34 from Melbourne's Epping Gardens facility. The state intervention in federally administered aged care following the crisis this week has brought stories of a row between Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews and Prime Minister Scott Morrison. But that's a story Mr Andrews is keen to quash.
I have a very important, productive, professional and respectful relationship with the PM. There is a mutual regard there that is serving the interests of every single Victorian. As I said, any talk about fights and arguments is simply wrong. It might make good copy, but it's wrong. Couldn't be clearer. The only fight I'm engaged in is a fight against this deadly virus, and that will not change.
There are 952 active cases in Victoria linked to aged care, with 307 Victorians in hospital with coronavirus and 41 of them in intensive care. Federal Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says the tragic news will not stop soon.
The most tragic part of this aged care outbreak is that there have been 49 deaths in aged care. That is a terrible tragedy, and there will be more. There will be more deaths with the number of aged care recipients that are infected. We know that. It is a certainty. We will see deaths every day.
Australia now has 5,700 active cases of coronavirus. Federal Opposition Spokesman on Government Services, Bill Shorten, is calling for an overhaul of aged care in Australia. He's told the ABC that currently the state of the sector is a national disgrace.
Aged care's had a bad name for a long while. There's a lot of good people in it, a lot of good people, and there are a lot of good nursing homes. But there's a very long tail, and really, when you've got to rely on low-paid workers who have to shuttle like fruit pickers between different aged care facilities, it's just, we're not showing our older Australians in their final stretches of their lives deserve better than the slipshod band-aid policy we've been applying to aged care. It is a national disgrace.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.